Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tenkar's Tavern blog. Unless we forget, Discord server, MeWe group, and, oh yeah, Facebook. That little thing called Facebook. We have Tenkar's Tavern at all locations. We should, I don't know. Expand more franchise. Just a quick update as we near in on Christmas. If I've been slow in doing anything, it's because I had allergies, which progressed to a sinus infection. Knew I was having major issues when the headache would not go away. So, yeah, sinus pressure. Lovely. So, if there's things I haven't gotten to, and you're waiting for me to get to it, that's probably why I haven't gotten to it. Today I was out of the house for a little bit. Today's the first day in a number of days where I have not been taking painkillers for my head. Back, yes, but not because, but yeah. Anyways, so The Witcher, the book series, the video game, or computer game. Now the Netflix series, starring Henry Cavill. I think I'm pronouncing that right. Cavill? Whatever. Otherwise known as Superman. He stars in The Witcher. And I watched the first episode. Now, it's Netflix, which means you could binge all the episodes in one sitting, but they're actually, the first episode was an hour long. A lot of times when you watch these series on Netflix, like The Expanse was usually only like 45 minutes long for season 4. By the way, excellent series. If you have not started watching The Expanse, go back to season 1. Watch it. It is awesome. The Witcher is good. First episode down. I would not go as far as to say it is awesome. Why is that? Well, I watched it with Rach, and Rach pointed out. She's like, some scenes feel like they're almost like sepia-colored. Some scenes are extremely colored. And I know, they're going for a feel. I understand that. And the story is a little confusing to kick off if you don't have a background in the books and the game fiction. And I'll be honest with you, I played probably an hour of the game shortly after it came out, I guess, however long ago that was. Never read the fiction. So for me, I'm coming into this cold. Yeah, except for the fact that I knew it was a fantasy franchise, but it's not like Game of Thrones or season 4 of The Expanse, where I knew the exact date it was coming out. I just knew this was coming out in the future when I saw, oh my God, all right, no, The Witcher is live on Netflix. Holy shit, gotta watch it. So, it's a good ride. There's a fight scene with the main character that I swear had no camera cuts. It was all one take. And for that, holy shit. Well done. And then there was then the follow-up fight scene had lots of different camera angles and takes, and still not bad, but just the ability to watch that go in one shot was pretty awesome. Not going to give you up much of the story itself. The Witcher himself is a monster hunter. And he hunts basically these mutated monsters, but he himself is a mutant, right? Interesting. And he's got some tricks up his sleeve, which you will see as the show progresses. He shows some of it in I guess right before that fight scene I was talking about. can you watch it with your kids? There's some naked boobage in one scene. Not naked boobage like Game of Thrones naked boobage. They aren't bouncing around. It's not a sex scene. The one intimate scene is handled pretty well. Not really showing anything. Not really getting into anything. And where there is nudity, it's literally background nudity and has nothing else to do with the scene except for the fact that it's, I guess, not only somebody's fantasy, but certainly something that makes somebody more comfortable, relaxing. I don't know if I'm going to watch the second episode tonight. Might. We'll see what Rachel wants to do. We'll see what my head wants to do. Maybe it's the fact that I'm sitting at my desk with my arms on the desk and leaning over a little bit, but that little bit of a headache is sneaking back in. Joy of joys. Now, we are coming up on December 24th. Today is the 22nd. So, if you wish to be gifted, or a chance to be gifted, you got to hop over to the 10carstavern.com blog. Find the OSR Christmas post for day two, make a comment, and you will be in the mix to possibly get gifted. What could be better than getting gifted? Nothing. Nothing, I tell you. Nothing. Oh, and before I forget, if you want a little extra 10-car podcasting in your pocket, this past Friday, we recorded RPG Coast to Coast. Bad Mike, Glenn Hallstrom, me, a few others. I think Laramie popped in briefly. That's up. It is literally an unscripted, unthemed, very entertaining 90-plus minutes of podcasting. So if you want to listen to that, just look up RPG Coast to Coast. I believe it is also pinned, probably on the Discord server. That's where we record that stuff. Next week, it's Christmas week, but I'm hoping to get another interview in. I'd like to start getting back to doing one fireside chat a week. Not 3 to 4, maybe 5 a week, but 1 a week. I'd like to get back to that. We're gonna try that. Those of you who are wondering what's in store for All Things Tavern in 2019, you'll have to wait just a wee bit. We still gotta a little bit more than a week to the next year. But I'll give some hints before then. All right, folks. On that note, as always, thank you for listening. Without you all, I wouldn't be here. Be safe. Be well. God bless. Roll those dice. And I will talk with you all tomorrow. Later, folks.